West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. In what is seen by many as a shocking turn of events, the Carroll County Mental Health Advocates nonprofit group has terminated Executive Director Jody Carroll Goodman after they say an independent external investigation supported previous allegations that Goodman used money associated with the nonprofit in a manner she did not have authority. Goodman was recognized as the 2023 Woman of the Year this past November by the Carroll County Women Business Alliance, who at that time said Goodman's work is a testament to her selfless nature. Along with in every act of kindness and support, Jody Goodman embodies the qualities that define the Woman of the Year. Carroll County government on Monday stating several weeks ago it was brought to Carroll County's attention of some potential issues surrounding the nonprofit and Goodman. The county immediately started looking into the matter, and the sheriff's office began a criminal investigation into the allegations of misappropriation of funds from the fundraising account, not the grant account, which is managed by Carroll County. County officials say the situation remains under active investigation by law enforcement and the district attorney's office. Sources suggest that Goodman used at least $20,000. She had no authority to do so. However, investigators have additional receipts to sort, so that estimate could increase. Over the last several years, Carroll County Mental Health Advocates has received ample attention for providing support services, resources, and education to individuals and families impacted by mental illness and addiction in the Carroll County community. And while the group's staunchest supporters say they are shocked and disappointed by the revelation of theft, CCMHA board member Emeritus Betty Kaysen telling WLBB Radio Monday that while Goodman was the executive director, the nonprofit has staff and volunteers that hope to retain support from the community and be able to carry on the program's mission.
And what I want people to be aware of, our programs are going on and they're successful. Our mobile crisis unit, we have two of them now. We have great partners and we have a lot of participation in our mental health programs and support programs. And those people, they still need that regardless of who the executive director is or isn't. And we've worked really hard to get where we are. And I just don't want people to judge the program by this. This is a real bad bump in the road, and we'll get past it.
Kaysen on Monday said at this time that no one else associated with the program is suspected of either intentionally or unintentionally mishandling the program's funds. Kaysen said Goodman's salary has been paid for by Carroll County government, and she is, quote, technically a county employee. She said that case manager of diversion programs, Lori Thomas, has stepped in as interim executive director. Villarica City Attorney David Mecklen says he has given Villarica Mayor and Council a verbal opinion that the actions approving the city manager's recommendation of former Mayor Gil McDougal as deputy city manager is not subject to veto because it was neither an ordinance nor a written resolution. Mayor Leslie McPherson filed a veto against the actions on Friday. Mecklen says the city charter gives the mayor the power to approve or disapprove an ordinance or written resolution, but Mecklen's perspective is the charter does not allow for the mayor to challenge a hire. Mecklen says he is reducing his opinion to writing so that it, along with the opinion that he has previously given concerning the underlying action approving the hiring of McDougal, can be forwarded to the Georgia Attorney General for review and comment. While Villarica's charter states that a mayor fresh out of office is not eligible to hold any compensated appointed office in the city, Mecklen previously stated the clause does not pertain to the deputy manager position because, quote, the charter defines who is an officer of the city. The deputy city manager is not a defined officer of the city, but is rather an employee. Mecklen says he believes his interpretation of the charter is consistent with Georgia case law. He says he did advise the mayor to file her purported veto last week so that she would preserve her procedural rights should his opinion be questioned by the Attorney General or a court. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.